number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm Troy McClure. You may remember me from such nature films as Earwigs, Ooh, and Man vs. Nature, The Road to Victory. In a few days, our eggs will hatch into nestlings like these over here.
They look awfully hungry, Mr. McClure.
They sure are, Billy. In nature, their mother would regurgitate food for them to eat.
That's gross.
It sure is, Billy. It sure is.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Retarded Human Shields. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's us. We just wait for this thing to re-cue. This re-cue. Re-cue.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
There it is. Oh, and a timely reminder, tomorrow on the show,
yes,
it's Bobby Mailman Day.
Yay! Just get it in. Harris puts it up for the win. Oh, no good. And Miami wins again to take a 3-2 lead.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you do that.
Oh, yeah.
So where's the series now?
Now, last two games in Dallas.
Okay, wow. So and it's going to go to 7 now.
I think Miami will win on Thursday night.
Okay.
I'm right. Good about that. Anyway, Bob Mailman, who made a bet with me last week about just an individual game, mm-hmm. Heat versus Dallas,
right.
Lost the bet, will be here tomorrow outside the station in a sandwich board. On one side it will say, I love white people.
Yes.
On the other side it will say, honk if you love white people.
Bobby the Mailman will be having a fantastic time.
Oh, yeah. Are we getting him a microphone?
No.
Rob.
So, well, you ask Rob.
Now, why? Well, because the whole rule was 4 hours and he doesn't get to say anything.
Oh.
That was part of the bet.
I would like to hear him say, I love white people, though.
Can we put him on a cell phone?
Is that part of the bet, though? Will he say that? Will he go along with that?
We'll figure it out tomorrow. Right. We'll figure it out tomorrow.
Because he does.
Plus, we've got a bullhorn. And we can always get a microphone out there.
Sure.
Can't we? I know Tony wouldn't have a problem with it.
Tony loves to work.
Would you have a problem with that, Tony?
Bacardi Limon. Tony Diggs.
Yeah. Tony's very glad we're leaving this building in 4 days.
Goodbye.
He's told me as much.
Please leave.
He told me to. Every day with something new, yeah. Either something's broken or we need a microphone outside.
Something new, something borrowed, something blue.
Michael. Michael.
Yeah, what do you want to know?
I want to know about your weekend. And the little girls in your man's life.
The girls in my... What is it?
The
what
men in my little girl's life.
Men in my little girl's life.
Yeah, well,
there aren't any except for me right now. Right. I mean, well, I guess Catherine's got a guy that's a friend that I met that seems like a nice boy, but she's not dating yet. She's not doing that yet. My weekend was Father's Day, E. I had a wonderful weekend with my daughters. I picked them up on Friday night, and we actually enjoyed the weekend. We had a good time. However, Saturday morning... Maybe I put too much into it, but I kind of thought that the weekend should be all about, you might find this really amazing,
right.
Especially with my philosophy of doing for others as I would have them do for me.
Right.
I thought it should all be about me, and I actually got up Saturday morning, and I got up so early, I think I got up at about 6 o'clock, and I was so excited, I wanted the day to start, we were going to go out on the boat with the girls and my girlfriend, and I really wanted to go early, because there's one thing I know about where I keep my boat. If you're there after 12 noon, you're there, it's rush hour. And everybody's there, and it's crazy. And people that do this, at least around here on the Potomac River, they go out on the river late in the day. So I wanted to get down there early, and unfortunately that didn't work out that well. Elizabeth and I were the only ones up. Everybody else was sleeping. It was kind of
frustrating.
It was frustrating. And then I think when I complained about it, and Carla said, well, I need to take a shower, I'm like... Okay, I know you need to take a shower. And she said, well, it's my weekend, too. And at that point, I know.
You didn't want to hear that, though.
I didn't want to hear that because it was Father's Day weekend, and I was a little bit frustrated.
It's not her weekend.
But it's Father's Day weekend.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, it's Father's Day.
Sunday, actually, just one day.
Buzz, excuse me.
Yes?
Let me just speak on behalf of those who are not shooting blanks.
Actual fathers.
When you actually plant the seed,
uh-huh.
Trust me, with all the crap you go through as a dad,
yes,
you deserve the 2 days.
Well, you deserve weeks, not just one day, but it's just one day.
But I think, do you think it should be an entire weekend or do you think it should be one day?
Well, you know, isn't Mother's Day really always an entire weekend?
It seems to me that I was a little spoiled, and I wanted it to start when I wanted it to start, but I didn't communicate that with anybody, so I wasn't sure whether I communicated it properly.
Did you make them all wear party hats?
No, it wasn't like that. It was just that I wanted my day to be my day.
I know.
Okay. I did. I really wanted it to be.
Well, tell me then what? Are you looking for something?
No,
you...
I'm just.
Why is your hand in your pocket?
I know. I just wanted to. I don't know whether I wanted to. I want to talk about this. I'm not sure.
Now come on.
It's everybody goes through this at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. What was it? What was it? It must be some pimple, right? A pimple on the relationship in some way?
It's that we've been together 2.5 years, and I think that what the main problem is that she wants what normal people at 25 would want, and I'm 47 this Friday, and it's the discussion that we had about a year ago, and now it's the discussion we're having now, and it's very frustrating.
Please elaborate.
What questions? Here's the way I'll handle this. I will answer any questions you have.
Well,
I will answer them.
Well, okay.
Because it's difficult for me to talk about this. This is a new me on
why,
the show.
Why? Okay, you just answered my first question. Why did you bring this up?
Because I want to be more open about my relationships. And I want to share things like you share on the show. I want to do a little bit more of that, but I'm not accustomed to it.
Okay, so you are 22 years older than she is.
21 and change.
22.
You going to round off to the upper number, 22?
Rounding up.
I thought we rounded it down to 20.
No, 21 would be honest.
21.
Mm-hmm.
21. What is the biggest thing that she wants to do that you don't want to do?
Have a child.
Okay, well.
The thing is, I'm not sure.
Here's the thing.
We'll and I, right we've back. Had honest discussions about it, and I'm not sure I want to be a Larry King. I'm not sure I want to do that.
The last time you mentioned this on the show,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there are things you say I do remember, and I do remember you saying, you said something to her along the lines of.
Hold on, I got to take a Xanax. Hold on.
Hey, no meds during the show.
I got it. Hold on. I got
when
golf.
Did we
I
start that rule?
What?
No meds. Well, not for you, of course,
okay.
Buzz, but
right.
For everybody else.
All right. Go ahead. Ask me anything you want to ask.
Christ.
It's probably for the best.
What, that I'm taking one right now?
Yeah.
I just really
don't
need
act,
to.
They don't act that fast. I mean, you won't be relaxed until it's time for the news.
Well, then maybe I'll talk about it some more, but this is very stressful for me.
Placebo.
Sugar pill?
We filled his pills
okay.
with sugar.
So what is it that she wants to do that you don't?
Well, I think she wants to have a child, primarily.
Okay, thank you.
And now, very definitively she says this, but I also say...
Didn't you tell her the last time you discussed this on the air?
About a year ago. It seems that we had a serious discussion about it probably about a year ago.
I think it was less than a year. I think it was absolutely after Frida died.
Yeah, you're probably right. Right around. So it's less than a year. Well, that's right. That's about a year ago.
You were talking about, more recent than that, when you had a really good weekend with her, and I was kidding you, something about, like, be careful, and you said, hey, nothing's out of the question.
Nothing is out of the question.
We talked about it. You never know.
But you know, but I do know one thing. I know where I'm at right now, and I know where I am at. And right now, I'm not sure I want to be. And I know Larry King's 100 years old, but I'm also not sure that I want to do that again. And I've been honest about it. But she's also a very normal 25-year-old who wants what a normal 25-year-old would want. But unfortunately, it's frustrating for her. Because she's in a relationship with somebody who's so much older, and it gets difficult. And these are the things that come up, and I think really...
And she had the audacity to bring this up on Father's Day weekend?
It was probably last night. It was the end of
Still
the Father's
technically,
Day.
Yeah, on Father's Day.
It was Father's Day.
Technically, yes.
At the end of the night.
Yes.
And it started going back and forth in a very... In a very caustic way, and we were kind of fighting, we were kind of sparring. And I think we sparred at each other, maybe because I was... in kind of a mood with Father's Day, because it's that thing I talked about before with the whole guilt situation.
Right.
And then at the end, I said, you know, if we keep arguing, we go back and forth like this. I said, what's wrong? Are you in a bad mood? No, are you in a bad mood? No, well, I think you're in a bad mood. I think you're uptight. But the fact is, we were both a little uptight. I think I was uptight because of the aforementioned guilt factor where I had to pick my kids up, drop my kids off. And in any holiday, whether it's their birthdays, whether it's Christmas, I've been down this road before. You got me to talk about it that one time when I talked about it. You know, feeling like it's frustrating when you're on Father's Day and you got to drop off your kids on Sunday night. And I didn't feel great about that, and I was a little uptight about that. I think that she probably felt the tension that I was feeling all weekend, and I was probably not all that, you know, easy to be around at all times. And then it got beyond that into where we had a serious discussion about where we are. And we will be, you know, we're approaching, I think we're at the 2.5 year mark. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we've been together a pretty long time. Right. And like anybody in a normal relationship, we've been very honest with each other about it. That's one thing I've refused to do. I'm not going to sit here and try to pretend that I am not at a space in my life where I am. And she's the same way. She's also not going to look at me and say, hey, no problem, and, you know, I can go on like this forever, because I don't think she wants to. Right. I think she wants what a lot of women, you know, in her age group would want, that down the road somewhere she would want to have a family. And that's where we get to a point where it gets frustrating. And the only way we worked it out, because it got really tense.
Yeah.
And the only time it worked out is when we started talking about it very seriously. And you know what? It's a drag, because I know it's what she really, really wants. I, at least that's what I think. And I don't know whether it's something I would want. I also don't think it's something that I want to close the door on, because I don't know yet. But one thing I do know is right now, if you ask me at this moment, no, I'm not ready. I am not ready even remotely for this right now in my life. And it is. And then we got by that and we moved on. And I think what I'm feeling today after Father's Day weekend, yeah, and what I woke up feeling, even though we were getting along great and everything is fine and we're going to stay together, is that, you know, if this situation doesn't resolve itself, you know, at a certain point, this might be really the end of our relationship, because it is such a significant way that people want to live their lives. I can't be so selfish that I'm going to look at her and say, you know, it's me. It's me. It's only me. And that's it. And I don't think that, you know, she should be expected to say, you know, if you're, you know, you have to have a kid with me, or that's it. But unfortunately, if this is what two people want, it's a pretty significant place to be at. And, you know, yeah, it might not work out. So
that's true of anything, really.
Okay. That's it. But we worked through it, and then we said, you know, this is a subject that we're going
to,
you know,
yeah, you don't
tackle,
have to decide today,
tackle somewhere down the road. And it's very sad. It's very frustrating, and it's very, because I really wish that I hadn't gone through a circumstance where I'm so afraid to, you know, to make that kind of a commitment to somebody where I couldn't just say, yeah, whatever. Because I just don't think, I don't know, because I'm all squirrely from going through what I've gone through in my life. And I think that your past does influence how you look at your present. And it's very, very frustrating. And why are you, I'm waiting to see if you have anything to say, because this is on the couch. You're going to shake your head and say you don't have anything to say. This is not like leaving me outside with the listeners.
No. This is dangerous territory.
It sure is.
She's also picking me up at the station tonight, because we're going to a thing tonight. So be aware that you will perhaps have contact with her this
evening.
Well,
we can all talk about it down in the garage.
Yes, we can all have a little group and chat. But you know what? The only thing I chose to do, and I think the only thing she's chosen to do, is be honest about it.
That's good.
No ultimatums have been given in this situation. No my way or the highways have been given in this situation. And this is very stressful for me. And I think that it's very probably stressful for her as well, but you don't, you know, I'm not alone in this. I'm sure other couples, younger couples, couples closer in age have had these discussions before. And sometimes when you're ready for something in your life and another person's not, it can be, you know, it can be a deal breaker. I hope, I pray it's not, because I love this woman an awful lot. This woman has been so good to me and helped me through so many other aspects of my life. It makes me both sad and mad at the same time. It makes me mad and frustrated that because of what I've gone through, you know, and because of the reality of our situation, you know, that that's where we are. Right. But that's it. And that discussion was probably all of 45 minutes last night. And I, too, was having that discussion during a game. I paused my Red Sox game. No, maybe I didn't pause it. Yeah, I think I did pause it on TiVo.
Sure.
So with that said, you know, I'm still with Carla. She still loves me. I love her. And these are the realities that we face. And I hope she doesn't mind me talking about this, you know, on the radio. But, you know, I do like to purge, because I don't do this enough. And I think it's been very good for you. So that's it. That's my. I don't think I left anything out. I think I kept everything in it. And you're going to say nothing.
I don't want this. Do you want my opinion, honestly?
Not with that look on your face.
No, no.
You're going to say something that's going to make me sad.
I'm not going to say. I swear to Christ, nothing hurtful. Like not a joke.
Right. Okay. Sure. Of course, I want your opinion.
Sounds to me like your mind's already made up.
And it sounds to her like my mind's already made up.
That if that.
But also, the fact is, I said, I don't want to lose you over this. I cannot, but I cannot say 100% for sure. And I said, you know, at a certain time, if this is so important to you and I'm not there yet, I understand how you feel and it makes me sad and it makes me feel horrible about it, but I also understand the reality of that. And
see,
that's all
see,
that
when
I could
say. That, okay, you already set the plate. I mean, that's sounds to me like you've already, that's why I hesitated to say anything. When you started from the beginning, it sounded like you're where you're at. We all know why you are where you are, where
mm-hmm.
you're at.
Right.
We understand where she's at.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's either so you don't have kids and you live with Mike and you share Mike's kids or...
She's wonderful with my kids, gets along great with my kids. But I can understand. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not like this is something that's completely out of, you know, left field or something that's abnormal. And there's not like, you know, I'm getting any kind of... ultimatum. I'm just getting really an expression of the way she feels and the way it's her feelings, and she's getting mine. And man, it ended, although positively, it ended with kind of, you know, it's just a, it's right now something that I think we both have to think about.
Right.
Not necessarily tomorrow, not necessarily 6 months down the road,
right.
but at some point,
at some
really,
point.
You know,
but
we
not today.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, but yes, you do, because you can talk all you want about her biological clock.
Mm-hmm.
The fact I know you kid about it, but really.
Oh, Don, I would be able to father children until I was 80. I've already been screened for that.
Your sperm is not in question.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm talking about is, and God, I'll sound awful for saying this. You know, I've had this discussion with my girlfriend. Unfortunately, it's not, you know. She's 42. It ain't going to happen.
Right.
And that's fine with me. And she's resolved herself to that. But I've said to her.
Makes me want to punch a wall sometimes.
I have said to her, as much as I love Bart, and since Amy's come back into my life, I love her. I love them more than life itself.
Right.
Jesus Christ. To think 20 more years? 20 more years? And I got news for you. When they get to be 21, in the case of Amy, 29, it doesn't stop.
No.
Mm-hmm.
It don't stop. And you're talking about going all the way back to the very beginning, and this time you'd really feel the pressure to do all the crap you didn't do before.
Yeah.
You'd feel the pressure to go to every goddamn parents meeting and go to every goddamn... And I'd listen. It's you, it's not me. That's strictly my opinion.
Well, you know, you've got a reality.
I've stated that.
You've got a reality of the situation that we're in. Uh-huh. And that is the reality. And there's nothing I can really do about that. I can't change the fact that I'm going to be 47 on Friday.
You tell her she wants a baby. You tell her the same thing I told my girlfriend. You're with a baby.
Well, she knows that already.
I said that to her.
I'm pretty sure I've established that. I've been together with my girlfriend for a very long time. I think she knows that right there. And you know what? It's so frustrating because there's no, you know, it would even be better, I think, sometimes if it was like, this is the way it's got to be, this is the way, and it's not like that because there's love on both sides, and it really, oh, gosh, it's frustrating.
Yeah, see,
it is very, very frustrating.
Okay, last thing. Sounds like she knows what she wants. Sounds like you know what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You're both just kind of dancing around it.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not, you know, maybe we are, maybe we're not. I don't really know. I don't know. And that's, you know, that's the part that is very, very difficult. And that was how my Father's Day weekend ended. But it ended with an honest discussion about our feelings and where we are. And it's, you know, it's something that it probably could have gotten heated. It probably could have gotten a lot more negative than it did, and it didn't. And I'm glad, and she knows I love her, and I know she loves me. And she's very good to my children, too, which is extremely important to me.
Of course.
It's very, very important for me.
Then why won't you give her what she wants?
Thank you. I knew you were going to do that eventually.
Then why won't you give her a love child?
I haven't said I'm not. I haven't said I'm not.
I understand.
You know what you are?
What am I?
You're a CT's.
Yeah. Maybe I am.
You're a child tease.
Maybe I am indeed.
You're a BT. You're a baby tease.
I am not a baby tease.
Hi, Carla. I don't know. Maybe we will.
Maybe we won't.
I don't think I'm the only person that's ever had that discussion. The only difference is that 20-year thing you mentioned. That's what I got sort of, you know, hanging
on. I'm amazed you'd have that discussion. Like I said, I love my kids more than anything. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? 20 more years of this crap?
Mm-hmm.
20 years of going to PTA, of going to Pinewood Derby, of going to every goddamn summer camp, of being the parent that has to go to all of the crap. Jesus Christ. No! No.
Yeah, but you've also also had that situation in a total complete way, which I have not had. So that's a factor as well.
Well, then
your life has been a little different than my life.
Then really, to cut to the quick, the truth of all of this is, if you trust her enough,
mm-hmm.
Not that the two go exclusively, but if you were sure that you weren't going to get screwed over again, you probably would. Because you want the family unit to stay together.
Right. Yeah.
You would like a family unit that is not a broken home. But you don't. And it's no offense to Carla.
But the honest answer is, the real honest answer is, it's not that I don't trust her enough. It's that I don't trust me enough. I don't know. And that's the thing that, you know, you're saying, you know, you've already made your mind up. That's the one thing I have not made up my mind. I don't know. I don't know how I feel.
That's how it sounded. I mean, you would know better.
You know, I really don't know
how it sounded.
I really don't know. I would be, you know, if I really knew the answer to that right now, at this stage, if you said today, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that today. I also know that there are moments like, for example, when Carla was responsible for getting me together with my own family at Christmas time, which had been tough for me to do after all the crap I'd been through, where I said, you know, this is a person that is nurturing, loving, caring, and it's, you know, I said I should, you know, do this. We hadn't had the discussion at that point. It's an honest, open discussion. I'm sure, you know, just because that we have our age difference, it's not like we're the only couple in the world that have, you know, not had this discussion.
Not at all.
I think a lot of couples have this. The difference is, you know, I'm not Larry King age, but I'm also not, you know, I'm not in my 20s anymore. So it's,
No.
And I don't think that, you know, it seems to me that guys that do this, that there's a type of guy that has children late in life. And I don't know whether
if you're that type of guy.
Rob's raising it. I don't know if I... And that's in my mind, unfortunately. The type of guy that I see are these famous guys that seem to me that they don't really give a rat's ass.
I don't think you should.
Michael Douglas.
They don't.
Yeah. Hi, how you doing? Hey, there's my 2-year-old. There's my 1-month-old. What my older children? God, I forget.
Exactly.
Gee, who are they? Hey, look at my cute kid I made.
Whether you're together or not, I mean, that's how I feel about that. I really do feel about that.
All right, doctor, we got a break here.
Thank you so much for the...
How do you think the session went, Mike?
Now that the Xanax is kicking in, I think it's going quite nicely.
I really don't think you should take that Xanax while you're at work.
I'm sorry. I did, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Mike, you're a grown man.
But you want to reach down my throat and take it out of my tummy right now.
It's there. I can't
but you're
stop
right.
You.
I didn't need it, because it's not, now it's going to kick in during the commercial break.
Of course it will.
I'm going to be damn funny at the end of the show, though.
But remember, now not so much drinking.
Yes.
For the rest of the show.
I know.
Just for the rest of the show.
Yeah, all right, take a bottle away, put it back in the office. I don't care.
Until you get home.
Doesn't matter.
Then you can drink.
Doesn't matter to me.
God's sake.
You're going to be fine.
Pull out. Or whatever it is you do,
keep doing it.
Okay. For now.
All right.
What?
Okay.
What? I thought you...
What? You said pull out. I said okay. What do you want? What more do you want from that? You want me to deal with that?
Is that the method you use?
Ah, that's where it's going with this.
Of course.
No. I have, in order for me to have a child, do you want the truth?
Do you wear rubbers?
The truth?
Yeah.
No, in order for me to have a child, I would have to have a reverse vasectomy.
Come on, you're such a liar.
Yeah, I am.
Do you wear rubbers?
Huh?
Or is she on the pill or do you wear rubbers?
We've been down this road. We've had this discussion before. We've had this discussion. You have engaged me in this, and you have remembered.
You
made too big a deal about it to forget.
Mike, I swear to God, I forgot. We are now discussing you having a baby.
We use the Catholic method. I've had this discussion with you.
I don't remember.
Go ahead. Now do the exact same thing you did last time.
I swear to God, I don't remember.
Always the gambler.
Whoa, hands up in the air.
No.
Waving back and forth. I'm very, you know, that's what we're doing. If, you know, if something happened, it would not, that would be, I would think that there were bigger powers about.
You should try what Carrie and I do.
What do you and Carrie do?
Total lack of intimacy.
And he's got two.
Yeah.
Can't do that. I can't do that right now.
All right, Leaky, we got a break.
So I'll let you know, where we are.
Remember, all it takes is one drop.
I understand.
Just one tiny drop.
I've been to those classes. I've seen those movies.
You taught them.
I did. I taught them for a long time.
One of them little tadpoles?
Yeah. I actually pointed with the little pointer.
Get a little swimmer in there.
And I sounded just like Art Lake Letter, too. When I did it.
Wow, okay. This is a very queer thing.
Well, happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much. And other than that, I had a great Father's Day.
Oh, good.
A very good Father's Day with wonderful gifts from both of my kids, where I had a little framed picture of Elizabeth, and Catherine made me a homemade coffee mug. So it was very good.
That's nice. And when you get home tonight, Carla's going to have new keys for you. New keys made.
New keys?
Yes, new keys.
Very good, yes.
New keys.
New keys and a new residence.
That's right.
No, I don't think that's
the
happening.
The gift of relocation.
The gift of relocation. No, I love her very much, and she loves me.
Yep.
I don't doubt that. Mm-hmm. And
what I expressed was the realities that I think a lot of couples face.
Yep.
Not a lot of couples in our demographics, though. That's the difference.
More than you think, probably.
Probably more than, probably a few more.
All right.
But, unique in that way.
Okay, so.
That's it, Don and Mike to break.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.